The visions become even more terrifying. Terrifying deities shout, "Kill and slay." You feel that you're being chased by hordes of people who want to do you harm. It really is a nightmare. You're driven along by black winds. You're trying to sort of stop, but the winds are blowing you on. You're crushed between mountains, or you're just lost in a weird space in dense fogs. And you're looking all the time for safety. You're looking in hovels in the ground, in desolate landscapes, just for somewhere to be safe, anything to get away from the overwhelming threat that's all around you. You're being blown along, the text says, and this is very expressive, by the winds of karma, the winds of your habitual actions. They're blowing you along. You're falling back, if you like, on all your old habits and responses, and they're just blowing you along. Even here, you can still do something. The reader of the text will tell you to call to mind the Buddha, to call to mind your teacher, to call to mind the compassionate presence of Avalokiteshvara. You call to mind what's benign. Or if you can just see this is all empty, if you can see it as all as if it's a dream, you know, it will all dissolve. You'll gain liberation. And above all, the person reading the text will be telling you, don't go to those dark places. They're not safe. They may look safe, but actually they're places that could lead to a painful rebirth. So don't go there. Bring to mind especially your good deeds. Bring to mind the good in you, the good that you've done. Bring to mind your spiritual aspiration. Eventually, as you're driven along, you see a man and woman copulating. And you'll experience intense jealousy and aversion towards one of them. Attraction to one, jealousy and aversion to the other. If your jealousy and your aversion is to your father, you're going to be reborn as a man. If your jealousy or your aversion is to your mother, you'll be reborn as a woman. So very Freudian here. You look at them and this intense desire arises in you. And you just want to get between them. So you try to impose yourself, driven by your craving, driven by your jealousy. It's amazing, isn't it? Even here, you're told, you can do something. The Lama reading the text will say, look, see that couple differently. This is all going on in us. This is not real. This is all an apparition. See them as your teacher in spiritual union with his wisdom consort. See that couple as Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, in union with his consort. Make effort, develop love, develop pure perception, but don't go there. But if you can't do that, if you do go in between them, you swoon. You're reborn, you're conceived, and life, the cycle of life, begins anew.